the ramifications of subagency are significant. In this case, Agent Connie is working directly with Chris, but is representing seller Steve. If buyer Chris reveals anything that would compromise his negotiating position, Connie would be obligated to inform seller Steve. For example, if Chris is about to make an offer, and lets Connie know that he is willing to pay more than is being offered, Connie would be obligated to pass this information on when delivering the offer to Agent Sue at Acme. In the past, buyers were rarely represented by an agent, and virtually all cooperative agents represented the seller in a subagency relationship. If a license holder is going to work with a buyer in a subagency relationship, it is critically important that all parties are given full disclosure, and that the buyer be fully aware of the ramifications of being an unrepresented customer. Notice that we did not change the compensation diagram when we moved from Chris being a represented buyer to Chris being a customer. The commission split between listing broker and selling broker does not automatically change when the selling broker is a subagent. However, some brokers have a commission split plan that is different if the selling broker is a subagent versus a buyer's representative. Most MLS systems will list the fee to be paid to the selling broker based upon representation. To summarize, to have a subagency relationship, two conditions must both be met: the sale must be a cooperative sale, and the buyer must be an unrepresented customer.